work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech.
Wow.
Night after night, they reveal knowledge.
Wow.
You're looking at knowledge. They have no speech. They have no words. No sound is heard from them.
Wow.
Yet, their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. David says that God's creation is awesome. It is amazing. And it's all there for us to believe in God, to understand God, and to trust in God.
Yeah.
Romans 1 puts it this way. Who wrote all Romans?
Paul.
Paul, the Apostle Paul, puts it this way in Romans 1:20. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men, people, us are without excuse.
Right.
All this was made so that we have no excuse.
Yeah.
To believe in and trust God.
Wow. Wow.
As you look around, look up, look down, look in, look out. Everything around us, the deeper you go, the farther you go, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It astonishes people. God's creation is literally beyond our understanding.
Yeah.
I want to talk tonight about illusion or truth. Illusion or truth. First statement. The beach you are sitting on is solid ground. Truth or illusion?
Truth.
How many? I can't see any hands. How many people say truth? Go ahead and throw your hand up anyway. How many people say illusion? Truth or illusion? Tierra firme. The truth is that what you're sitting on is nothing more than empty space and highly condensed energy. There is no tierra firme. There is no terra firme. There is no solid ground. It is a pure illusion. You trust the chair you sit on, but it is purely illusion. You trust an elevator you get on, but it's really not there. How do we know this? Anybody, can anybody think of Einstein's most famous equation?
Yeah.
E is so bright. What's Einstein's favorite equation, famous equation? E equals mc squared. What's the E? What's the M?
Mass.
What's the C? Speed of light squared, that's a huge number, isn't it? What is mass? Mass is nothing more than a gigantic amount of energy. Pure energy. We're talking about a lot of energy. The bed you sleep on, the chair you sit on at school, it's nothing more than pure condensed energy. Because that's all mass is. Mass is energy. There really isn't mass other than a condensed form of energy. So, truth or illusion, the beach you're sitting on, the chair you sit on, the bed you sleep on, is it solid?
No.
No, it's an illusion. It's nothing more than energy. Let me ask you a question. Who holds all that energy together?
God.
How is this happening by chance? Because we're talking about a lot of energy. I want you at the moment just to pick up a little bit of sand, what you think, the amount of sand that you think weighs the amount of a dime, the size of a dime, okay? Just pick it up just and sort of feel it and just say, well, I think this is about the same amount of sand that a dime weighs. Go ahead and do that for a minute. The amount of sand that a dime weighs, okay? Because we need a weight here. So you just pick up a little, then hold it in your hand. You can feel it or look at it. I want to tell you something. If you released all the energy in that amount of sand that you're holding in your hand and turned it into pure energy, which it really is, pure energy, it would be far greater than the bomb that went off over Hiroshima.
Wow.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
E equals MC squared. Mass is nothing more than powerful condensed energy. Wow. So you're holding mass in your hand. That little bit of sand that you're holding in your hand that weighs the same as a dime, if you released all the energy in that sand, turned it into pure energy, which it is, what would happen to this beach? What would happen to the island here?
What island?
It would disappear. It's like the same amount, actually more energy than was released over Hiroshima.
Wow.
That's pretty intense, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Truth or illusion? Truth or illusion? On a dark night, you can sure see a lot of stars on a really dark night. Truth or illusion? Okay, truth, hold your hands up. Illusion, hold your hands up.
Oh yeah. Hand up twice.
You ready for this? How many stars can you see with your naked eye?
4,000.
I want you to get rid of the sand that was in your hand and now pick up the amount of grains of sand that would fill half an eraser head. You know how pencils have an eraser at the end?
Yeah.
Just half of that, pick up that amount of sand, okay? You ready? So you have in your hand the amount of sand that would fill half an eraser head. That's the number of stars that you can see with your naked eye on the best of nights.
Wow.
The best of nights, the darkest of nights, the best conditions. It's several thousand stars. That's all you can see with your naked eye. What's amazing is that's all mankind saw for thousands of years until the invention of the telescope about 400 years ago. We don't see but a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the stars that are out there. Do you know how many stars are out there? Okay, let's just talk about the Milky Way galaxy, the galaxy we're in. Anybody have a guess? How many stars are in just the Milky Way galaxy?
4 billion.
It's 300 billion stars.
Wow.
300 billion just in our galaxy. Now, if I asked you to pick up grains of sand to represent that 300 billion, I'm sorry, we wouldn't be able to pull it off because you'd have to get a huge area the size of a basketball court and go down 6 inches and pick it all up.
Oh my gosh.
That's how many stars are in just the Milky Way galaxy. So what you got to do is take the basketball size court, dig down 6 inches, pull it up and throw it up in the air, and that's the Milky Way galaxy.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
How many galaxies are out there?
Too many.
Any guesses?
A thousand.
Good guess. 2 to 3 trillion.
Wow.
Galaxies, and each of these galaxies has hundreds of billions of stars.
Wow.
Now until early, about a year ago, almost a year ago, scientists, astronomers said, we made a big oops. We made a mistake. Really, what was the mistake? Because they've been teaching for a long time, about 10 years, that there have been 200 to 300 billion galaxies out there. Right. And you know, science is never wrong, right? Right? I mean, scientists never make mistakes, right?
No.
So they were a little sheepish about this, and the media didn't pick up on it. Big surprise. But they admitted they'd made a mistake. What kind of mistake? A factor of 10.
Wow.
There aren't 200 to 300 billion galaxies out there. There are 2 to 3 trillion galaxies out there. Now, how many people get to keep their job when you make that kind of mistake? So you're off by 10. A factor of 10. That's amazing. Okay, so how many stars are really out there? Well, we really don't know. All we can do is guess.
Right.
But the best guesses are this. Ready for this?
Yeah.
50,000 billion stars. Just stars. 50,000 billion. Okay, you ready for this? I want you to pick up a grain of sand for each star out there, 50,000 billion. Okay, how much of the beach do we have to pick up?
The whole beach.
The desert.
We're going to start with the whole beach. Wow. And what else?
Another beach.
Another beach and?
Sahara Desert.
Another beach and?
Another beach.
We're not getting there. We're not even close. Come on, we got to crank this up.
It's not enough.
We got to
start with California beach.
Okay, let's start with all the sand on every beach on Earth, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Not enough.
What?
We got to add to that.
What about
all the sand in every desert
on
Earth? Are we done?
No.
No. You got to add every grain of sand in your cat box. Are we done? No. We got to take all the sand in the entire Earth, all together in one place, multiply it by 25 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And then throw it all out.
Wow.
That's how many stars they think are out there.
Wow. No way.
This might blow your mind.
Yeah, I'm done.
But here's another question. Is the sky dark?
Wow.
No, it's not.
Look at all the stars up there.
Okay, here we go. If you could see all the stars that are out there right now, you could see all the stars that are out there. You would see nothing but white.
Wow.
There would be no black. The reason you can't see them is they're too far away, and the stretching of time.
Wow.
There just hasn't been enough time to get the light to you.
Wow.
That's how many stars are out there. Illusion or truth? Illusion or truth? Ready for another one?
Yes.
Light travels extremely fast. Okay,
true.
How many hands are going to go up here? Light travels extremely fast. Truth? Light travels extremely fast. Truth? Okay, put them down. Light travels slow. How many people think light travels slow? No hands. A couple. I think those were the risky hands, yeah.
All right.
Light travels, truth or illusion? Truth or illusion? Well, it's kind of a tricky question because it kind of depends. Okay, let's talk about how fast does light go. Anybody know the answer to that? The speed of light?
3.64 times something.
It's 186,000 miles per second. 186,000 miles per second. The fastest jet on Earth goes 75 miles per second. 75 miles per second is the fastest jet that mankind has ever produced, but light travels 186,000 miles per second.
Wow.
That's 300 million meters per second. So is that fast?
Yeah.
Really, it is. Okay, well, I guess if you're thinking about us, it is, because light travels so quickly it can go around the Earth 8 times in 1 second. That's how fast light is traveling. 8 times in 1 second. I can't spin that fast. But listen. How long does light take to get from the sun to the Earth?
Eight minutes.
8 minutes.
See, remember the random.
So the sun could blow up. And we wouldn't know about it. For 8 minutes. So I'd say that's pretty slow.
The sun blows up.
We can talk around the world. We can FaceTime somebody in Singapore easier than that. I'd say that's pretty slow. The truth is, when you look up, you're seeing ancient history. It takes all the stars that you can see with your naked eyes, it's taking hundreds of years to get to you.
Wow.
Even thousands of years.
Wow.
For the light to get to from those stars to you takes thousands of years.
Wow.
That is not speedy. The Andromeda Galaxy, the closest galaxy that we can see with our naked eye, it's taken 2.5 million years for the light to get to your eye from that galaxy. 2.5 million. It could have blown up 2 million years ago, and we have no idea.
Wow.
We're seeing ancient history.
Wow.
Illusion or truth? Illusion or truth?
Illusion.
Illusion or truth? Stars are so densely concentrated, they actually end up colliding with one another.
True.
Illusion or truth?
True.
Illusion.
I think that's
true.
The truth is, because, you know, again, as I said, if you could see every star, it would be all white. But the truth is that these stars, although gigantic, the sun is a million times larger than the Earth. These stars, and that's just an average size, even a little smaller than average size star. It's a million times bigger than Earth. So even though these stars are gigantic, they are so far away from one another that they never collide. They never collide. Their average distance from one another is 40,000 billion miles. 40,000 billion miles is the average distance in the Milky Way galaxy that stars are from one another. They simply don't collide. The Milky Way is 300 billion stars. The Milky Way is 120,000 light years wide. 120,000 light years wide. If the Milky Way, and that's a pretty big thing, you know, if the Milky Way were shrunk to the size of New York City, okay? The five boroughs. If the Milky Way galaxy was shrunk to that area of New York, the solar system, which of course we're a part of the Milky Way galaxy, we're about two-thirds of the way out, we're on one between a couple of the arms spinning around, the solar system in the Milky Way galaxy, the solar system would be the size
of
a grain of sand.
Wow.
What? Holy smokes.
Can you say that again?
If the size of the Milky Way galaxy were reduced down to the size of New York City, okay?
Wow.
Reducing down 120,000 light years wide down to New York City, the size of the solar system would be the size of a grain of sand.
Wow.
And the sun in the solar system, the sun in the middle of the solar system, would be so small, you would need a magnifying glass to see it. And even then, it would be barely visible. Our nearest galaxy, Andromeda, has over three times the number of stars the Milky Way has. If the Andromeda galaxy were actually visible to us, because on nights like this you can't see any of it, the darkest of nights you can actually see the center of the galaxy. But if you could see the entire galaxy, you have to kind of picture this. Picture the moon up there. You know about the size of the moon. And then picture the moon six times larger.
Wow.
And that's the Andromeda galaxy.
Wow.
It's that close to us.
Wow.
It's huge. It's gigantic. And here's the scary thing. It's not staying that far away. It's actually charging at us at a speed of 2,500 miles per hour. And will collide with the Milky Way galaxy. This is a fact. It will collide. Now, we're not going to be here to see it, but it will collide. But when it does, when it does collide, the stars in the Milky Way galaxy are so far apart from one another, and the stars in the Andromeda galaxy are so far apart from one another, the two galaxies will collide and collide and collide. And the chance of even two stars colliding with one another in those collisions are next to nothing.
Wow.
So truth or illusion, the stars are so densely concentrated they collide. Illusion. Okay, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Can you see the stars? I mean, so sweet, you know, if you sit and just stare at the stars. Aren't they so cute? Aren't they so cuddly? Aren't they so twinkly? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Well, let me tell you what they are. They are not cute and twinkly and cuddly. These stars are intense. The universe is a hostile, powerful, amazing place. It is ugly. It is not a place to live. We happen to live in an amazing Goldilocks zone.
Wow.
We happen to live on a planet that has water you can drink.
Wow.
We have air you can breathe. Wow. We have gravity You can actually walk through. This is intense. The Earth is at the absolute exact distance from the sun. Needed to survive. Wow. A little closer, we'd burn up.
Yo.
A little farther away, we'd all freeze to death.
Wow.
The Earth is at the perfect solar system with a sun that is friendly to planets. Mm. Most of these stars are hostile to anything that exists in their solar system.
Wow.
The Earth has the perfect tilt to give us the right seasons.
Wow.
The Earth has the perfect combination of water and crust to give the tectonic plates action to bring up nutrients from below and take down old stuff to be buried again.
Wow.
They say that the whole reason that the moon was broken up by whatever hit the Earth in the early days of the Earth and broke off a huge amount of crust that then formed the moon, it was perfect. Had that not happened, mankind, it would have been impossible to be here.
Oh.
Because there would have been no way the oceans could have formed and that the nutrients could have come up. How does this happen? The atmosphere is the perfect combination of oxygen and carbon dioxide. We have plants to give us oxygen. We have people like us to give them carbon dioxide. It is a perfect balance.
Wow.
Animals, humanity, insects, ocean, it's intense. The universe isn't like that. And as much as people really believe there are other habitable planets out there, when media asks these scientists, well, what's the possibility? Not good. So it makes great science fiction to talk about it,
right.
But the fact is, we are unique.
Wow.
The universe is filled with huge balls of burning gas, black holes that would rip you apart, massive radiation stars that would fry you alive, and don't get me started on quasars. Quasars, whoa! Quasars are like super massive black holes, highly active galactic nuclei powered by their own personal black hole, and they consume mass.
Wow.
They are ferocious. They are consuming huge amounts of mass. There's one quasar out there consuming the equivalent of 600 Earths per minute.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Quasars are the brightest objects in the universe. They are brighter than supernovas.
Mm.
Quasars are 4 trillion times as bright as our own sun. 4 trillion times.
Wow.
Quasars are 100 times the brightness of the entire Milky Way galaxy.
Wow.
Thank God the closest active quasar, 3C273, is 2.5 billion light years away.
Amen.
You get anywhere near a quasar, quasars have up to 1,000 times as much energy as the entire Milky Way galaxy. That's mind-blowing. It's just mind-blowing. Don't we serve an awesome God?
Yes.
Truth or illusion? Truth or illusion?
Oh, here we go.
Wow. The average human is actually very small.
True
or illusion?
True.
The average human is very small.
Okay, but what if small means to be illusion?
Ah, there we go. What does small mean? We're on it. Yeah, you're catching on to this. Here's the answer. Here's the answer. You can't answer that question without asking another question, and that question is, compared to what?
Yeah.
Right.
Because the truth is, we're in the middle.
Yeah.
The biggest thing in the universe is?
A star.
The universe.
Oh.
Biggest thing in the universe is?
The universe.
The universe, which is
huge.
Around 100 billion light years wide.
Wow.
Or more. Some people say up to 200 billion.
Wow.
The smallest thing in the universe is?
Well,
so small it's theoretical. It's called a string. It's a one-dimensional vibrating thing of energy. A string. So, is man small or big? Well, it depends on what we're comparing ourselves to. Man is huge compared to the atomic world.
Yeah.
Right.
Anybody here around 152 pounds? 152 pounds. Anyone? Admit, any guy? Any guy here around 152 pounds?
Casper.
Anybody? 150? 155? Something like that. Okay. Well, I think Brent is around that. I think Brent is around that. Okay. So picture Brent.
Okay. What's up, handsome?
So Brent has, in his body, at 152 pounds, he's got 7 billion, billion, billion atoms.
Wow. You go, Brent.
Man is gigantic. There are more atoms in a sugar cube than there are stars in the universe. On a pinhead, you can fit 5,000 billion hydrogen atoms.
Wow.
So man is actually gigantic. So you're saying, so atoms must be really, really small, right? Mm. Truth or illusion?
True.
Compared to what?
Compared to what? Atoms are actually gigantic. Atoms are actually huge, huge, compared to strings. If we were to take an atom and expand it to the size of our solar system, including Pluto, our entire solar system, just one atom, the size of our solar system, a string would be the size of a tree on Earth.
Oh, wow. Get out.
Wow. So atoms are gigantic.
Wow.
Here's the wacky thing. Here's the amazing thing that I think only Christians are going to truly, truly appreciate. The size of man, the average man, the size of man, is in the exact center of the universe. Between the universe, which is the biggest thing in the universe, is the
universe,
and a string, which is the smallest thing that we can possibly conceive of, man is the median size.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. At less than 2 meters, man fits into the exact middle of the big to the small. Now, doesn't that make you think there's something going on here that's supposed to get our attention here?
Wow.
That whether we feel big or small, we're actually right there in the heart of creation?
Wow.
That we're kind of right there in God's plan to be the heart of his plan, the heart of his creation, the very center of his love.
Wow.
Want a little more?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going. Don't stop, ever.
Illusion or truth? Illusion or truth? Illusion or truth? Science can explain the universe.
No. Illusion.
No. Nah, bro. No, they can't.
Illusion.
We're getting some conviction here. No. Preach a system. Preach it.
Take that home, class.
The truth. Truth. Ready for the truth? The truth is, science can barely explain 5% of the universe.
Wow.
95% of the universe is 100% unexplainable.
Wow.
Come on.
Science has no answer.
Wow.
They know it's there. They talk about it. They don't know what it is, how it got there, or what's going on, or what makes it tick. You see, there's dark matter and dark energy, which make up 95% of the universe.
Mm.
They call it dark because they can't see it, they can't perceive it. They can only see the effects. Do you see wind?
No.
But you see the effects.
I don't see it.
Wow.
Now, what does that sound like to you?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You don't see it, but you see its effects.
Wow.
About 27% of the universe is made up of what's called dark matter. This is a thing like a gravity. It's a matter that is crushing things together. It actually is the thing that holds each galaxy together. There isn't enough mass in the galaxies because, again, you got to picture these little grains of sand all over New York City. You know, and again, you're picking up the amount of grain of sand in a basketball court, 6 inches deep, but you're scattering it all over New York City. That's the Milky Way galaxy, remember?
Yeah.
So how much matter is really there on the floor of New York? Not enough to hold the galaxy together.
Wow.
Most of the power of the galaxy is being held together by what's called dark matter. But science can't tell you what it is.
Wow.
So when you ask them questions, they divert to, well, we see it do this. Well, we know it does that. But you say, but what is it? Well, we see it do this, and we see, but what is it? Well, we see its effects, but what is it? What caused it? What, we don't know. 68% of the universe is made up of dark energy. You ask scientists, what is it? Well, what it's doing is it's ripping the universe apart. It's accelerating the expansion of the universe. And what's really scary about this is the universe isn't just expanding and expanding. It's expanding in an accelerated manner. It is like stepping on a Ferrari Enzo, flooring it, and it just keeps going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And you say to scientists, why is this happening? What is dark energy?
Right.
Why is it there? Can you help us out?
Right.
But 95% of the universe is unexplainable to you. Oh, but the 5% we know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Come on. Hey, we study this for years. We have degrees. We have doctorate. We know. Ask us. Depends. Yeah. It all depends.
Wow.
The question was, science can explain the whole universe? No. They can only explain up to 5% of it. Wow. Where did all this energy come from? Dark energy, dark matter, 95%. Where did all this energy come from? I mean, Christians know the answer, right? Yeah. Scientists say, what do Christians say?
God.
Haven't we known this? Truth or illusion, truth or illusion, truth or illusion. You should actually trust your own understanding about the universe.
No.
Because your heart will never wrong you.
No. Because your heart will never wrong you.
Honestly.
I am a college student. I am a college graduate. I am collegiate. Oh yeah, so you've got it all figured out as a college student?
Yeah, bro.
You didn't even know who has a crush on you.
Come on, Jim. You don't even know.
You can't figure out who has a crush on you. You can't figure out the universe.
Wow. So funny. That's actually so funny.
Nobody said keep it real, but I'm going to keep it real.
Yes,
keep it all the way real.
Keep it real. Thank you.
Come on, Jim.
You know, when I was in college in Montana, I'm from Montana, I'm from a ranch. We were loading grain on New Year's Eve. I was not a Christian, and we had a party in town, and it was 2.5 hours away, and by golly, I was going to that party. It was New Year's Eve. My uncle said, you can't leave till you load the grain. Well, we're loading that grain, and we're getting out of here. But of course, being a college student, you're very, very smart, and of course you're going to check the weather. We were getting in for that party. Didn't check the weather. Ran into a massive, massive blizzard. We were hitting drifts so high that it finally knocked the car off the road.
Wow.
This is rural Montana. Not one person drove by in 22 hours.
Oh my God.
We sat in 35 below zero weather with no heat, no water, no food, nothing to keep us warm other than the jacket we had on, our hat and gloves, for 22 hours. While the wind howled at 60 miles an hour, the wind chill was over 100 below.
Wow.
Wait, what?
And I thought I knew where I was. I said to my cousin who was with me in the car, I know there's an abandoned ranch up here, ranch house, and if we get out of the car, we can get there, and we will survive, because if we stay in this car, we're gonna die.
Wow.
And so he believed me, trusted me, because I'm pretty good with directions. My wife will say that, right?
Yeah.
She actually told the kids one time, do not question daddy on directions. So my cousin trusted me. We got out of the car. We got about 50 yards and had to turn back because it was so brutal. We felt our skin start to freeze. Thankfully, my uncle guessed the three routes into town. He guessed the correct one because he had one shot. He rescued us after 22 hours of thinking we were going to die, because we knew we were going to die.
Wow.
There's no way you can survive over 24 hours of those conditions. We de-thawed. Later, I figured out where that abandoned ranch house was. It was over 2 miles away. I thought it was 200 yards, and we would have died.
Wow.
I do not know what I'm doing all the time, and neither do you, but God does.
Wow.
Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord. Rely confidently on Him with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. I want to end with just some thoughts.
Come on, Jim.
Has God earned the right to be trusted?
Yes.
But is that reflected in your day-to-day life?
Wow.
Who do you tend to trust more? Your circumstances, emotions, feelings, panics, or God? You know, the Bible says that God created everything we see. Everything that we see, the smallest of the small, the biggest of the big, everything was created so that we would trust Him. Right. Pouring forth speech, declaring the glory and the wonders of God. It's really hard to understand science and the depth of the creation or the expansion of the creation and not just stand in complete and total and utter awe and wonder. It's almost unbelievable that a Christian could see all that God has created and not be completely blown away. Blown away. And simply fall down in worship.
Wow.
Declaring, God is amazing.
Yeah.
God, you are wonderful. God, you are awesome.
Yeah.
And in God, I will trust.
Mm. Yeah.
It's hard to stay unrepentant when you see what God has created around you. But even more than that, when you understand what you're being protected from here in this little Goldilocks zone that we live in, when you understand the comets that could annihilate Earth, the meteors that are just shoved out there, the things that could happen, and we're protected, how God has protected us. We have to trust this God.
Yeah.
Come on.
He deserves our trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Not just when it's easy, but when it's most difficult.
Come on, Jen.
Come on, bro.
When you don't want to trust.
Mm.
So much can go wrong in this universe. And yet here we are, just sitting on a beach, breathing the air, enjoying the water, being able to walk freely. I really think that if we for some reason were raised on some average planet out there, with all the layers and layers and layers of protections, and somehow we were to come visit Earth, I just can hardly even imagine what you'd say to the people that live here. You'd get off the spaceship without your layers and layers of gear, protective gear, without your tanks of oxygen, and you'd be allowed to just breathe the air and drink the water and feel the rain.
Wow.
And you would cry.
Mm.
You would be bawling. And you'd look at the humans saying, this is amazing. And they go, what? You can drink the water that falls from the sky? You can dance in the rain without getting burned by acid?
Mm. Wow.
You can breathe the air without going into cardiac arrest? Are you guys dull? Are you blind? Are you ignorant?
Wow.
you would be rebuking them for what a blessed planet they live on.
Wow.
And yet we just take it for granted.
Yeah.
Sometimes we treat God like a genie in a bottle. When we need Him, we just pray it up. Pray that prayer life up for that need. But I'd like to present this to you, because I know you're having a night of worship. I'd like to present this to you, that don't ask God for anything tonight.
Mm.
Unless it's for the ministry. Mm. Or unless you have a deep, deep personal need. But instead, let's focus on just praise and worship. Yeah. Standing in awe, being in awe of all that God has created. So that we can leave the beach blown away.
Yeah.
By how much God loves us, protects us, and answers our prayers.
Amen.
Wow. Woo! Yeah!
Guys, give it up for Jim again!
Yeah!